siege Radio Nepal. I am Suni Galamisane with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance meeting at 3 p.m. today in Balmatar. 9th World Soil Day being observed today, and 9 people died after flash floods in South Africa wash away worshippers. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the five-party ruling alliance is convening at 3 p.m. today to deliberate on the overall situation following the elections to the Member of House of Representatives and Province Assembly. CPN Unified Socialist General Secretary Beduram Bhusal said the meeting taking place at the Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar will make an assessment of the election results as well as discuss other contemporary topics. It is said that discussions will be held in the meeting on the formation of a new government as well. CPN Maoist Center's candidate Ganga Karki has won the House of Representatives election from Dolakha. He secured 36,799 to emerge victorious from Dolakha district. Chief Returning Officer Diliratna Shrestha informed his close contender Balkrishna Sivakoti of CPN-UML received 36,482 votes. Karki defeated Sivakoti with a margin of 317 votes. The former Director General and broadcaster of Radio Nepal, Prachanda Man Singh Pradhan, passed away today at the age of 88. Senior journalist Kamal Pradhan, who worked closely with him, informed that he died due to internal bleeding. Former Director General Prachanda Man Singh Pradhan is being cremated today at Pasupati Aryaghat. Pradhan has 3 sons. 32nd Memorial Day of Swar Samrat, Emperor of Voice, Naren Gopal Guruvacharya is being celebrated today by organizing various programs. He was born on 1996 Vikram Sambat at Kilagol of Kathmandu. Naren Gopal's songs Euta Mancheko Maya Lekati, Yo Mutulai Kasari Samjai Bujai are still popular among music lovers. He was the first singer to be honored with Jagadamba Award. The World Soil Day is being observed today globally as well as in Nepal with the objective of raising public awareness on the significance of healthy soil and for the sustainable management of the soil fertility. The United Nations General Assembly had in December 2013 declared December 5, 2014 as the World Soil Day, and it was formally marked throughout the world since then. Nepal has been observing the day since 2015. The theme of the World Soil Day this year is Soils Where Food Begins. Director General of the Department, Dr. Revati Raman Paudal, said that the debate about food and nutritional security, sustainable agriculture development, conservation of biodiversity, and organic agriculture will have no meaning without the conservation, promotion, and proper management of soil. Paudal said the World Soil Day is being marked with the main goal of raising extensive public awareness to tackle this growing problem of loss in soil fertility. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 9 people have died and 8 others are missing after a group of worshippers were swept away by a flash flood during a religious ritual in South Africa in Johannesburg. Emergency teams were dispatched to the Duseki River after a congregation of 33 people gathered for what is thought to be a baptism or cleansing ritual on Saturday. 2 bodies were recovered on Saturday evening and a further 7 were found when the rescue mission resumed on Sunday morning. Family members have been identifying their deceased loved ones, according to local reports, which suggest the operation is now a search and a recovery rather than rescue mission. Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson Rovit said officials repeatedly warned residents about the dangers of taking part in religious ceremonies along the river, particularly after weeks of heavy rainfall in the city left many streams full. Indonesia's Mount Semeru volcano has erupted, sending ash billowing into the sky and sparking evacuations on the country's main island, Java. Authorities raised the volcano's warning status to the highest level, meaning its activity had escalated. No injuries have been reported, but nearly 2,000 people were evacuated from the area around the volcano. People have been urged to keep at least 8 km away as hot avalanches of lava poured from Semeru. The organization said a bridge being rebuilt after a previous eruption had been badly damaged. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency said volcanic ash mixed with monsoon rain was falling on nearby villages, and 1,969 people, including children and seniors, had been evacuated. It added at least 6 villages had been affected. Iran's morality police, which is tasked with enforcing the country's Islamic dress code, is being disbanded, the country's attorney general says. Mohammad Jafar Montajeri's comments, yet to be confirmed by other agencies, were made at an event on Sunday. Iran has seen months of protests over the death of a young woman in custody. Mahsa Amini had been detained by the morality police for allegedly breaking street rules on head coverings. Montajeri was at a religious conference when he was asked if the morality police was being disbanded. On Saturday, Montajeri also told the Iranian parliament the law that requires women to wear hijabs would be looked at. Now the sports news. In the ongoing FIFA World Cup Football 2022, 2 matches will be played today. The first match will be between Japan and Croatia. The match game will begin at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. Japan won Group E, while Croatia finished second in Group F, reaching the knockout stage. Similarly, the next match will be between Brazil and South Korea at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Brazil won Group Z, while South Korea finished second group in H, reaching the knockout stage. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in Province 1, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling alliance meeting at 3 p.m. today in Balwatar. 9th World Soil Day being observed today, and 9 people died after flash floods in South Africa wash away worshippers. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.